Right, here we go. I haven't done this in a while. I mean the podcast, not sex. Come on, here we go. I'm a bit rusty. That's also what my wife said during sex. A-ba-boom, ching. Anyway, how do I used to start? I can't remember. Oh, that's it. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, I'm Steve Nightingale, and welcome to Rock Blogs! Glastonbury Special! Hello and welcome to Rock Blogs with me, Steve Nightingale, with our Glastonbury special. And the boys, boys, they normally do the podcast, the small screen nitties. They can't do it at the moment because they're too busy off being comedians, isn't it? They would not even last 1 minute in the rock business. Any fans of the podcast will know I normally have my co-host, which is my dad, Nigel Nightingale. But unfortunately, Nigel is now in an old people's home and won't be on the show today. I'm really sorry about this, but I do have a replacement who'll be coming in that door very soon. And it's not who you think it is. It's not that blimmin' sexiest man in Kent, man. No, he's not very sexy anyway. I'm sexier than him.
Oh, hello, son. Are you doing your podcast again? Is someone off ill again as normal? You're never going to get your own show, are you?
How the bloody hell did you get here?
Oh, I got here on the bus. I've got my own bus pass. I just said to the ladies in the old people's home, I've banged all them already. You might have a new sister.
No, but please don't say things like that, you dirty old man.
So I got my old bus pass out and I decided to come here because I'd heard that the small screen 90s boys are too busy to do a podcast. So I thought, well, actually, I think they'll call up Trevor first because he's a team to do all those shitty podcast things.
It's not a shitty podcast. We're talking about Glastonbury. Have you ever been to Glastonbury? I know you went to Woodstock.
I did go to Woodstock. I saw old Jimi Hendrix. He was up on stage with his old guitar going ba-dum ba-dum bum 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 ba-dum ba-dum bum 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 or something like that. I don't know what he was doing. I was too busy banging a lady in a tent.
No, please stop saying things.
Do you know what? I was the inventor of the pop-up tent.
No, I don't want to know anything else what you're about to say.
Well, I was banging your mum in a tent and it flew off and went into the water.
Did it get wet?
Well, it didn't get wet, but yeah.
No, don't finish that sentence. So, as you're here, you can talk about Glastonbury. Do you see any of Glastonbury?
I saw old Peter Capaldi. He was on one of the stages, wasn't he? Doing his old songs.
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, whoever, yeah.
I saw Cat Stevens, which all those people going, oh, you can't choose your pronouns. You can. You can be a cat if you want to, and you can sing religious songs.
Did you see old Reg? He was doing well, wasn't he? Do you see that? Like, you see Kiki D? She didn't have a... She could see right through her dress.
I don't think that was Kiki D.
I think it was. Don't go breaking my heart. And even if I tried, I'm honey and knock on my door. I gave you my key. You remember when I went swinging with your Aunt Pam?
No, I've not heard that story and I don't think you should be saying it in a public forum.
Oh, okay.
I did enjoy the Guns N' Roses, except the fact that their bloody microphone. I don't know what happened to the sound guy. It must have been stoned off his face. He couldn't hear half of it.
Oh, I didn't like that, with all the banging away and stuff like that. But rock bands are quite good for if you're having an orgy, because if you play loud rock music, you can't hear what everyone else is doing.
I said to the therapist, I said, I might need more therapy. And he won't shut up. He keeps telling me about his sex life. I wish he'd stop.
I remember when I went to Arbeaver when I was a teenager. It was a shagathon. I thought I was being sponsored.
Sponsored to do what?
Anything I wanted to.
And my heart goes out to the Arctic Monkeys man whose voice wasn't up to scratch and everyone pointed it out. How dare you? I've had really bad gigs when I haven't been able to bang out the old classics like sit on my lap and see what pops up. Oh, apparently I was off key.
The last gig you had was at karaoke, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, I did a gig in a pub garden the other week with the old period jam.
Now, you came along and you said, I'll do some singing. You wouldn't give the microphone back to anyone.
No, that is not what happened at all. Blondie was on the bill. I've had her.
Have you? I don't think you have.
How do you know that?
Well, that woman from Texas told me.
How would she know?
Oh, sorry, not Texas. Texaco.
And my highlight of every Glastonbury is Joe Wiley's legs. They come out every year, and I'm not having a go. I'm not having a go. I know you can't have a go at ladies anymore because of Me Toos, but she gets a bit older, but the legs stay the same. They all stay the same as they've always been.
You can't say that about ladies anymore. You know, since the Me Toos, you can't say that anymore, Stephen.
Please don't call me by my full name, Nigel.
Yeah, well, I've never told you this before, but I'm not your real dad.
What? That is a revelation you have to build up to. You just can't announce that on a special.
What? Is this meant to be special?
You can fuck off.
No, actually, your dad is actually Cliff Richard.
What?
Yeah, your mum was on a tour bus with him in the 1960s, and she was a goer back then. So she goes over there to old Harry Roger Webb, and she says, I want to have some holiday with you, mate. So then they get it on, and you know the song Devil Woman?
Yes, and I can see where this is going.
Yeah, your mum, that's your mum he's talking about. You know, when he goes, she's a devil woman, she's got devil on her mind. She's a devil woman, I'm gonna get you. And she did get him in the end.
Right, what a lovely story. So it turns out that my dad is actually my stepdad.
Well, I'm not actually married to your mum either.
What?
No, I was too pissed at the altar, and she wrote down the wrong name. So for the last 25 years, she's been single. Have you not heard her nickname? They call her the archaeologist, because she goes around and finds old bones.
Welcome to the middle of the... I do this bit. Welcome to the middle of the show. Welcome back. Oh, it is a bloody pop quiz, isn't it? Oh, can you please name 3 in 10?
3 in 10.
Scooch. I can't even remember one song, King Bruce.
Yeah, quick hello to my wife, Kelly, and my kids, to my mum and all his family, to the three Steves at Siddall's Butchers.
3 hours later.
To my two best mates, Richard and Russ, and all they'll be listening. And
So, Nigel, some old man that I know now, that revelation might be removed from the podcast, I don't know. Don't like that backstory. It's too much information. It's funny that Principal Skinner actually isn't called Principal Skinner. He's actually, I don't know, it's a long time since I watched The Simpsons. And then it turns out that there's a real Principal Skinner, and that he's never brought up again. Which maybe this revelation might be the same thing. Small Screen 90s will be back soon with some more nostalgia. Ooh. So let's lock it in. Where are they locking it in? There is no vault where all these things are they? I don't know what they're doing. Is it like room 101? Can I go and have a look at the things? Is there a scoreboard? I've heard they give them scores. I've not seen a scoreboard for ages. What was your highlight of the Glastonbury Festival?
I like Lizzo.
You don't know who Lizzo is.
I do know Lizzo is. She's the lady that was on the first day, and she does a lot of lovely songs. I saw Paul McCartney, Elton John. He looked bored out of his tits, didn't he? With his old sunglasses on.
Yeah, he wasn't keeping in with the spirit of the old festival. I did enjoy Elton John when he came on. He did all the songs, didn't he? I've seen him live recently when he's doing the Yellow Brick Road tour, and he's got a little Elton lift. at the end of the show, he goes up in the Elton lift, and that was my highlight of watching him live the first time. And I was waiting for the lift, and it wasn't a lift, was there? Apparently, he just got in his helicopter and was home in 39 minutes. I can't even get to London in that time. Oh, did you see Sparks? Sparks was there with that actress woman, and she did a dance. Yeah. Bring back Rock Vlogs. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It would be amazing, won't it? You've got loads of ideas. You've got two ideas that you did right at the beginning, and now it's lagging, isn't it? It's not pulling or lagging. Or is it that, you know, that film reference from that show, Whiplash? a film called Whiplash. No, anyway, do you want to say anything else, Nigel?
I'm just going to go back to the home and go and bang some more fitties.
Well, I don't give a shit anymore because he's not really my dad.
Sorry, I was actually lying about that. Of course I'm your dad.
What? I thought I was free. I thought, oh, you dirty old man. Oh, what do you mean you're not my dad anymore?
Are you trying to do Harry Corbett? Didn't he own Sooty?
No, that's a different one. No, I'm trying to do Steptoe's son. Because you're basically Albert Steptoe, aren't you?
Oh, Harold, you can't leave me anymore.
So anyway, this has been quite a long one for us.
Yeah, normally, in and out. Yeah, that's what your wife says, isn't it?
Oh, don't bring up my bloody wife. My bloody wife said to me, we want to change the garden. We want to get rid of the greenhouse. What are we going to get the greenhouse for? It's got gangrene. It hasn't got gangrene. It's just got loads of twigs coming out the end of it.
Just like your penis.
Would you not stop talking about my penis? I just set them up and you just knock them out, don't you?
Yeah. We used to be a boxer in the army. And you used to call me Knocker Nigel. Because I'd knock him out.
Okay, I thought that was going somewhere, but it obviously wasn't. Anyway, thank you for listening to Rock Blogs. Hopefully... they will be back next week, and you don't have to put up with this charade anymore. We didn't even have a special guest on, did we? I didn't even tell anyone to fuck off. What's happening? I'll do it now. Ed Sheeran, you can fuck off!
I like Ed Sheeran myself, little ginger busker. If I ever saw him on stage, I'd throw some money in his hat.
He's not a busker, he's an award-winning artist.
No, he's not. No, he's a busker, isn't he? I've seen him on the town centre, next to the man who's selling the big issue.
Oh, no, I thought that was going somewhere as well. No, it just stopped. Anyway, thank you for listening. And bollocks. No, that's what someone else says. What do I say?
Oh, I know what you say. You say, hang on a minute, love. I'm just going to get the blue pills.
You twat.